Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So thousands of bags of Dorito chips have been recalled. I don't eat Doritos. I just have never really liked the taste of Doritos. My favorite chip is Frito. Frito or the ridged Ruffles. I don't like Lay's. They're too thin. Pringles is good. But my favorite is Fritos. So, sorry, not a big Dorito fan. But thousands of bags of Doritos nacho cheese tortilla chips have been recalled in Pennsylvania for mislabeling. The nacho cheese flavored chips may contain some ingredients from Doritos sweet spicy chili chips that have not been declared on the package and can cause severe or life-threatening allergic reactions in consumers. Uh-oh. The recalled chips may contain soy and wheat that are not disclosed on the label. Thus, those who have wheat or soy allergies or sensitivities, such as celiac disease, should not eat the chips. The recall impacts about 7,000 bags of 14.5 and 1 ounce Doritos nacho cheese flavored tortilla chips that were distributed and sold in Pennsylvania. The recalled Doritos were sold at retail stores and were available at food service counters and in vending machines as early as June 29th. So, there's a lot of information that you could look up in terms of the UPC numbers and the guaranteed fresh date. I think it's September 26th might be the expiration date. So make sure you check your package before eating it, especially if you have a wheat or soy issue. No other Frito-Lay or Doritos products were impacted by this recall. So they say if you don't have food allergies, it's safe to eat the Doritos. Here's my only problem with that. I know they're recalling it for the allergen, but my only concern is if the QA was a little bit off with something like that. I don't know if I would be I'm not saying you got to throw up the whole bag, but I'm just, I'd buy a new bag. Maybe that didn't happen. Whoever worked during that time that made that mistake, yeah, that's just me. Trader Joe's has been having some issues. I'm being told that Trader Joe's has issued its third food recall in a week. On Friday, they had to alert their customers that their fully cooked falafel product may contain rocks. The falafel was sold in stores in 34 states and D.C., according to the Trader Joe's supermarket chain. And this is being reported by CBS News. Noting that unsold boxes of the item at its stores have already been destroyed. I don't know if you've ever destroyed a falafel. They're hard to destroy. They're these balls made of chickpea and, for a vegetarian dish, they're not bad, especially when dipped in hummus or baba ganoush. But if I'm going to eat something that looks like a meatball, I want to eat a meatball. My father loved falafel, always tried to get me to eat it, and I just wasn't a big falafel fan. Anyway, they said if you purchased or received any donations of fully cooked falafel, please do not eat them. Trader Joe's said, we urge you to discard the product or return it to any Trader Joe's for a full refund. How the hell rocks got into it, I don't know. The falafel recall came 4 days after the company had to recall two kinds of almond cookies because they might contain rocks. Then, the day before, they recalled 11,000 cases of broccoli cheddar soup because the product had insects in the frozen broccoli florets. Okay, they got some issues there. The soup was being voluntarily recalled. The manufacturer's Winter Garden Quality Foods of New Oxford, Pennsylvania, according to the FDA, it was sold at Trader Joe's stores in 7 states, including California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington. Not sure what rock problem is going on in that area and how. And the problem is you got a machine. The machine gets contaminated. Who knows how many food products go through that. But that's, I'm sorry, insects on the broccoli? There's no excuse for that. And my concern is it's not just Trader Joe's. This, you know, if Trader Joe's sells products from other distributors or other companies, you know, who else was selling that? So just keep an eye out for anything else that might come out of Trader Joe's. In the meantime, we have a car recall. Apparently Hyundai and Kia have had to recall almost 100,000 U.S. vehicles over fire risks. They are telling owners to park their cars outside and away from structures before they could get repaired. Now, the recalls are covering the Hyundai 2023-2024 Palisade, 2023 Tucson, Sonata, Elantra, Kona vehicles, 2324 Seltos, 23 Kia Soul, Sportage vehicles. 52,000 Hyundai vehicles and nearly 40,000 Kia vehicles are covered. They say the oil pump assembly may contain damaged electrical components that can cause the pump to overheat. Owners will be notified in late September, and dealers will inspect and replace the electric oil pump controller. So while you're in the dead heat, you still have your car. There have been 6 reports of potentially related thermal events. No accidents or injuries, thank God. The automakers told the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration a suspect part was eliminated from production in March. Now, I don't know if these are electric cars or not. You guys might know more. I'd have to look it up. But Hyundai said if owners report a burning, melting odor, immediately have that vehicle towed to the nearest Hyundai dealer. Do not attempt to drive it. They say in addition to the fire risk, heat damage could trigger a short circuit impacting another onboard vehicle controllers. We have hot summers. We have hot weather. I understand that a lot of cars might be made in places where the climate might be different. I think all cars need to kind of undergo the Phoenix test or the Las Vegas test, where you have an apartment and it's outside all summer long in the heat. They can pass that test, then I'll drive it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So one of my listeners last week had asked, why don't doctors talk to their patients about the cost of child raising before individuals choose to start a family or use unprotected sex? And I guess the point he was making was many individuals now with the recession cannot truly afford their children, leading to malnourishment, poor care, abuse. And so it's an interesting topic. I looked up a recent study. They say raising three children costs about $54,000 a year for the average American family, and it could go as high as $100,000 a year. Now, I know there's these numbers where an average child has a lifetime cost of $200,000. I don't really know if I like those, because 18 years with inflation, and I mean, look at how much things doubled in the last year or two. So I don't know if I really like that idea of $200,000 per lifetime. But they're saying right now, Ann Arbor, Michigan is one of the most expensive places to raise kids because of high child care prices. And so the average American needs to understand that having three children, even though the third may cost 20% less than the first, according to Smart Asset, a fintech company, still tens of thousands of dollars a year. Housing, food, child care, medical costs, transportation. The firstborn, the most expensive, but once you have one, it's kind of easy to have the second and the third. So is this discussed with parents? Well, you know, here I was, me and my husband. And we were, when I was in school, the last thing I was thinking about is when to have kids. Because I was already overwhelmed with school, 36-hour shifts, barely having time to eat. I was pretty skinny, waiting tables while in medical school. When the hell was I going to have time to be pregnant, let alone be put on bed rest, if I had to be on bed rest? Because a lot of doctors and nurses end up being put on bed rest because they are just always so active that it doesn't necessarily turn out to be conducive to a pregnancy. And the doctor says, you're off your feet as of now. And so it wasn't until I started to see a little light at the end of the tunnel where I wasn't going to have to do 36-hour shifts anymore. And even though starting to practice and dealing with everything I was dealing with was still going to keep me busy, we found a small window of opportunity to maybe start a family. And we went back and forth going, well, maybe we should wait till our finances are in order. And, you know, my husband was like, I don't think that'll be for a long time. We both have a lot of student loans. Starting up a practice, and I don't know when we're going to feel financially secure. And that was kind of the best advice he gave, because that small window of opportunity we took advantage of, I was able to have two boys, and I'm very, very happy I had them when I did. But did I have second thoughts? Absolutely. And fortunately, I'm a physician, but when you start your own practice, you don't really make a lot of money, not with what insurance pays you or patients pay you. And with between two of us having student loans, and it was definitely a struggle. But luckily, we made it work. And a lot of individuals do struggle financially. In fact, with the exception of the wealthy, the average American is struggling. So if you bring up, well, if you're struggling financially, don't have a kid, nobody would ever have kids. Poor people should have a right to still have babies, too. This shouldn't just be about wealthy individuals. I mean, my family was poor. They had kids. My grandparents were poor. They had kids. My grandparents, some of my grandparents were Holocaust survivors, had nothing to their name because they had to abandon whatever little they had or were robbed on any train or boat. And they had kids, thank God. So throughout life, individuals without a lot of money were able to still have kids. But we do have to, and I agree with my listener, we do have to have some very honest conversations about what raising a child entails. And parents do need to have a plan. You know, thinking, well, I'll just rely on the government isn't, I think, the best plan. But researching what is available in terms of WIC and government and SNAP and healthcare for kids, absolutely. I think it all should be researched. I think what you're going to do for child care and daycare, there should be a plan. And always have a backup plan. There's always a family member that says, I got you, I'll watch the kids. I'll watch the kids, I got you. And then sadly, I can't come over. Sorry, I'm tired. It was too much. I mean, yeah, I look at my boys as when they have kids, I'm going to want to be the babysitter. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I don't get to sleep, that kid keeps me up because I'm trying to let my kids get their sleep. And I might be like, I need a day off. So you have to have a plan. Now, in terms of looking at your apartment, we have some family members that live in a studio. And so the baby is in the corner of the studio. And they make it work. I mean, most of my family only had one-bedroom apartments. You made it work. But, you know, kind of have a plan with that. You might think, fine, the baby will go into the corner. But after 5 hours of crying, that does get on your nerves. So I think, you know, the cost of raising a kid these days is very expensive. You know, one of the reasons why we see many individuals not working is childcare is so damn expensive that by the time they drop the kid off and the kid hates being in daycare, wants to be with mom or dad, the parents working, their take home, they might only be netting a couple hundred dollars extra a month. They're like, well, then why am I doing that? I might as well stay home. Be in a smaller tax bracket, get some government funds, and I get to spend more time with the baby. I don't blame them for that. I've had some family members saying what they spend on daycare, it doesn't make sense because what they make as a wage barely covers everything. And they would almost save money not working. So it does take planning. My only concern, though, is while so many individuals are kind of in chaos right now with their finances and where things are going. And again, the reason why we're not financially secure isn't because of Joe Biden or one particular person or administration. It's also the concept of industries are changing faster than we know it. And the idea that you're going to have a job that you can keep for 10, 20 years, places are downsizing and letting people go and laying them off and turning to AI and, you know, allowing somebody to work remote so they don't have to have a person or two in the office. And these are changes that are made. And because changes are happening so much, the average person doesn't know what the future is going to look like. If you ask me what medicine is going to look like in 2 years, I am honestly saying I don't know. I am blown away how quickly it changed with COVID. So 5 years ago, I saw an ad for Teladoc, and I'm like, really? We're going to be doing medicine over the phone without examining the patient as a regular form of medicine, not just for an emergency call? And here we are. The average person uses telemedicine now as their primary care provider. That's fast, a five-year change. And so we don't know where things are going. But tech is going so fast. Tech is progressing so much. Employees are costing employers so much. Health insurance is costing so much. Real estate is costing so much that employers are going to look at the cheapest way to do business. Otherwise, their costs have to continue to go up. And that's going to mean people getting fired. So, you know, if you are family, what is your plan if you don't have a job? Make sure you research what's out there, what you could do, what help you could get from family. But we already have this trend of people having less children these days because they're worried about finances. The problem is it just, you know, we have been financially insecure since, I guess, 2009. I don't know when it's going to get better. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump due to be arraigned this afternoon in the nation's capital on 4 counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The White House blaming Republicans for the recent U.S. credit rating downgrade. Credit rating agency Fitch lowered the U.S. rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has agreed to debate Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom. Louisiana authorities say a man who allegedly attacked a flight attendant during a Delta Airlines flight was subdued by passengers on board. He is facing charges of aggravated battery and disturbing the peace. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie Gregoire Trudeau have announced they are separating. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the travel end of things, you might start to notice things get a little cheaper domestically. And it's because many individuals went overseas because it was cheaper. Apparently, domestic trips were so much more expensive, even flying domestically, or going to Hawaii, or going to Alaska, that people could get away with a much cheaper trip going to Mexico, or even going to Europe. And so American domestic-type industries are starting to maybe change their tune, making things maybe a little more cheaper, because domestic airfare had gotten so high that if somebody is able to spend just a little bit more and go overseas, and then their hotels are cheaper, and using a train is cheaper to get around from one country to another, you could actually get away with a much cheaper vacation than you thought than in America. I told you guys, that's why we went to Europe. We never went to Europe because that was something that only rich people did, and we couldn't afford it. And then I found some interesting rates on flights, and I found some of the hotels or Airbnbs or VRBOs where we could wash our clothes and have plenty of rooms, averaging about $150 to $200 a night. Well, when that beats $400 or $500 a night Hawaii rates, which now are even more expensive, you start to kind of do the math and go, wait a second. Now, why don't we save up, not vacation for a few years, and then try and make this trip? And that's what we did. And we were able to, every couple years, go on a trip rather than try to take one trip a year. And I really welcome you to do your research and find out what places you could go to. For example, sometimes it's cheaper to fly to England than France, but you really want to go to France, so fly to England and then take the tube or take the train that goes through the English Channel, and you might notice it's cheaper than the flight. And so that's what we did. The reason why we went to multiple places in Europe is you could take the train, and the train wasn't that expensive. They have really good public transportation. So we could go to Amsterdam, we could go to Germany, we could go to a whole variety of places. Some places we chose to fly, but there's a lot you could do on a train. The same thing, you want to go to Scotland, fly to England, and then take the train. So now that people have been able to see on the internet and through YouTube how places that you thought were never accessible, pretty darn accessible, You start to kind of look at, okay, wow, then maybe I can make this trip. Well, America still has amazing, amazing places to visit. And we are starting to see that domestic fares are going down. Now that they're seeing they're losing customers to flying overseas, all right? Now, mind you, domestic fares are probably going to go up Christmas time, the holiday time. But, you know, there are some deals you could take advantage of. And many of you have, you know, spoken out about how you guys can't afford, you aren't even thinking about a vacation because to travel with a bunch of kids somewhere, too expensive. So I love staycations. I love driving to another state. And one of you asked where I've been the last couple weekends. That was Utah. A few hours away from where I live. Those are some pretty damn beautiful spots. You can't tell if I'm in Oregon, Washington, Denali. I'm a few hours away from Las Vegas, fishing trout, surrounded by beautiful trees and lakes, waterfalls, and rivers. That was Pine Country, Utah. Then I was at this beautiful reservoir with red sand, orange rust-colored sand, that was softer than soft in a beautiful lake where the water was 80-plus degrees, and we could jet ski and paddleboard. That was Sand Hollow Beach, Sand Hollow Reservoir, near St. George, Utah. There's a lot of beautiful places. In fact, I think this is Travelers Magazine. This is, Travelers Magazine has rated the 50 most beautiful places to visit. So, the most beautiful places to visit within each of the 50 U.S. states. So I have a lot of patients in Alabama, and they like to go to Gulf Shores. Gulf Shores is exquisite. It almost looks like Fort Lauderdale. White sandy beaches. The water is turquoise. Breathtaking sunsets. If you're near Alabama, you might want to check out Gulf Shores. Of course, when you're in Alaska, you got to check out Denali. We were there. You got to see bears and all sorts of animals, and it was absolutely exquisite. It has North America's highest peak. Is that Mount McKinley? Abundant wildlife, gorgeous. Arizona, you can't go to Arizona without visiting the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon is a sight to see. The Grand Canyon National Park, a lot to do. A lot of areas of hiking, very, very cool. Arkansas, they bring up Hot Springs National Park. I've never been there, but I hear that's gorgeous. A lot of hills. Yosemite in California. California has so many amazing places. But definitely Yosemite is on a to-do list. Gorgeous landscapings, Half Dome, Yosemite Valley. Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. Colorado, you got amazing, amazing mountains got to check out. Connecticut, they say Mystic Seaport is a maritime museum that preserves and celebrates America's heritage. You got historic sailing vessels, coastal villages. Very, very cool for that kind of sea, you know, itch that you have. Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Rehoboth Beach has an amazing coastline. Very, very gorgeous. Sandy beaches, very serene, great swimming. Florida, I love Florida, but a really, really cool part of Florida is Key West, they bring up. Key West is the southernmost point of the continental United States. Coral reefs, sunset, turquoise waters, very cool. In Georgia, they say go to the Savannah Historic District. Very, very cool. Mansions, Spanish moss, antebellum architecture, really fascinating beauty there. Kauai. Kauai, we see in a lot of movies. Indiana Jones, that was Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jurassic Park. So the Napali Coast in Kauai, absolutely exquisite. In Idaho, Sawtooth National Recreation Area, they list Illinois Starved Rock State Park is exquisite. In Indiana, Indiana Dunes National Park. That is along the south shore of Lake Michigan. So you got landscapes and woodlands and water. And very cool. Iowa, the Effigy Mounds National Monument, they say is a definite go-to. Kansas has Flint Hills. A lot of beautiful parts of Kansas, but they recommend this tall grass prairie with rolling hills. Kentucky has Mammoth Cave National Park. Very, very cool. The world's largest known cave system with a labyrinth of chambers and tunnels. Very cool. Louisiana, New Orleans, French Quarter, all of it is amazing. The Bayou, I say any part of Louisiana, very cool. Maine has Acadia National Park. I'm going to list through these. Maryland, Assateague Island National Seashore. Massachusetts, Cape Cod National Seashore. Michigan, the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. Minnesota, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Honestly, there's tons of areas to Minnesota. I want to go ice fishing next time I'm in Minnesota, but I got to obviously pick the right time of year. Mississippi, the Natchez Trace Parkway, Missouri has the Ozark National Scenic River Race. Montana, Glacier National Park. My friend's been there. Exquisite. Got to check it out. Nebraska, Scott Bluffs National Monument. Nevada, Lake Tahoe. New Hampshire, White Mountains. New Jersey, Cape May. New Mexico, White Sands. New York, Adirondack Mountains. North Carolina, Blue Ridge. Boy, North Dakota, Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Ohio. And it just the list goes on. But there's a lot of great, beautiful places you got to check out. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So breaking news, former President Donald Trump is heading to D.C. for arraignment of even more charges that have now been weighed against him after being indicted on 4 criminal charges as it related to the January 6th riots and I believe election interference, and this has been I've never seen anything like this. I have never seen just one person keep getting hit over and over and over again so swiftly, while everything else, you know, with other individuals, Hillary, who cares if she had classified information or had the server, or who cares if Hunter Biden used Joe to kind of grease his business dealings. Now, I've never seen anything like it. And even if Trump is guilty of every single thing they're saying, the American public, a good number of them still love him. And people keep asking, what does this do to the election? Does his running and being indicted and going through this whole criminal probe and process and trial constitute as election interference? Is it trying to affect his ability to run? Will it prevent him from winning? If he does, let's say, lose the trial and get arrested, can he still become president? So what legal experts are saying is, first, Trump can still run for office and can still become president even if he is put in prison. It's never been done in terms of somebody successfully winning. But one thing that's been happening is the Trump crowd is growing stronger when they start to see what a lot of Trump has said. Even if Trump is, let's say, guilty, the more Trump says, you see, they keep going after me, they keep going after me, they don't want me to run again. Some people on the fence are like, you know, man, they're really throwing the book at him, but we're not seeing it on the other side. It starts to make him look like he's right. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but that's the perception. When Trump said, look, this virus came out of a Chinese lab, you know, China's behind it. Now that we have reports going, yeah, it looks like it was a lab leak, still kind of figuring out if it was done deliberately or not. Now Trump is starting to look like, well, okay, maybe he doesn't, quote unquote, lie about everything. And so election interference, yeah, it's a great term for the Trump team to use while all this is going on, and he's not completely inaccurate with that term, because rather than waiting years like they did on the Democratic side to go after Trump for whatever and use the same timeline, they're doing it very, very quickly, and it'll come into the next election season. So can that try and interfere with him running for office? Yeah, they could technically make an argument that is election interference. But what is hurting the Democrats the most is when legal experts on both sides say technically, even if he's convicted, he could still run for president. See, many individuals say, well, I don't want to donate to Trump, or I don't want to support Trump because he might be in jail and then he can't run anyway. Once the public knows that absolutely he could still run, and we are going to have a very historic sort of election where somebody who claims that the election with all the mail-in ballots and the discrepancies wasn't fair is now sitting in jail trying to plead his case, it is going to probably make him stronger and stronger. And so it's fascinating. It's sad that this is where we are in America right now. We really had an election that was untested with millions of mail-in ballots when they were only designed for the few thousand per district for those who were too sick to go to the booths, voting booths, or those who were overseas or proxy votes. We never had a system for millions of people to mail in ballots and harvesting and dead people voting and people stealing each other ballots. And my family, only half of ours got ballots. It was a mess and a lot of discrepancies. Doesn't mean it was stolen. I don't know. Did all the discrepancies add up to Biden winning over Trump? I don't know. We may never know. But it wasn't a completely clear-cut, totally fair election, because we still have our finding ballots from the 2020 election. Look at what happened in Baltimore last year, a UPS facility. So, you know, it really is fascinating to see the support. Trump is still beating DeSantis and, and everybody else, he doesn't even have to go through this. He doesn't even have to run. Well, I was saying he didn't really have to run and go through all this, but now that they've thrown, I think, 78 felony charges his way in three separate cases, I mean, he has to run. Because if he wins, he could use that as an argument going, you see, you know, what happened now that we, you know, according to him, had better control of the cheating, better control of we had more transparency with the votes. The American public still wanted me. So him winning would be a vindication. And it's just fascinating to watch. I don't think the American public wants to see another Biden-Trump election, but it looks like we could be going that way. Now, the next question people ask is, could Trump pardon himself? Well, that's interesting. That, again, has never been tried. I don't think it's in the Constitution, because I don't think our forefathers ever expected somebody to be arrested and win from jail. Could he? Maybe. I'm no legal expert, but he does have executive powers. And when you look at what he is being in trouble for, one is the hush money payments to two women. And he's accused of 34 counts of falsifying business records. All right. That's, I mean, is that national security? No. Denying the election, having classified documents in his house. Well, Pence had classified documents in his house. Biden had classified documents in his house. You know, is that going to be enough to put him in jail and not the others? Well, they say, yeah, but he didn't give them back. Everybody else gave them back when they were asked. Well, Trump says a lot of that wasn't classified. And now that they have the boxes, they're saying, you see, this was in there. But that wasn't in there. And so I don't know what the heck is going on. And to a lot of people on the outside, this does look like a witch hunt. Even if Trump is guilty of at least one of the 78 charges, all we hear in the news is Trump, 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 Trump. So from what I'm understanding, the legal experts are saying, yes, he can run. He can still win. Even if he ends up having to serve jail time. But the possibility of pardon is still up in the air. And that's what the American public needs to know before they go further. Now, what's interesting is, you know, most people, they already have their minds made up on who they want. But there are some people on the fence. We'll see how this plays out. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.